It's the afternoon cruise on Jazz 88, and I'm chatting with Valerie June. She's coming to the Hopkins Center for the Arts on a show this Saturday night. The social hour is at 7. The concert is at 8. Valerie June, we are very honored you're coming back to the Twin Cities, and even more honored you're taking time to chat with Jazz 88 before the show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on Jazz 88.
Now, I had the joy of seeing you play many years ago at an outdoor event in Minneapolis, and it was a memorable concert that, frankly, you were going up first amongst a whole bunch of bands, and I was like, oh, I want to get there early. I dig Valerie June's music. And I got there, and I took in the performance, and beyond being really taken with your performance that day, it also let me listen to your studio recordings in a different way after having seen you live and in person. And I really think you'd be missing a lot to like Valerie June and not see you live. What do you think you add to the Valerie June experience when folks are actually in the room with you?
Oh, definitely being able to tell the stories around the songs and have a very personal conversation with the audience around the songs. Because when you listen to the songs, you just kind of go into your own world and you hear them the way you relate to them. But if an artist has the time, and my solo performances do give me the time to tell stories and bring you into the space where I created that song.
Well, it was more than music to my ears to get that context and get that experience. Now, speaking of being able to sort of talk around the songs and give more context in a live performance setting, you've added public speaking to your offerings. I was actually checking out some of your public speaking moments on your website. And I was curious, as somebody who added that to their repertoire, how did that have an impact on how you do music? How did sort of, being in front of the lectern change what it's like when you're performing as an artist?
Well, the invitations to speak publicly came through the musical outlets like South by Southwest invited me to be a keynote speaker last year. And just before that, Folk Alliance invited me to be a keynote speaker. And then I started to be invited to many other events that weren't music related. Like, I'm speaking very soon in my hometown, Jackson, Tennessee, for the United Way First Ladies Luncheon, which will be 1,000 ladies from West Tennessee coming to hear me speak. And I'm going to speak about creativity and joy and how we, use it to empower women. So just being able to speak to 1,000 ladies from West Tennessee and empower them through the art and creativity and joy that I try to share on my socials and in all my work, that's kind of an amazing experience. And I never thought I would be invited to be a keynote speaker, but once the music door opened for me, and if people call me and they want me to do something, I at least try it once. If it goes well, then I'll keep doing it. And it seems to go well with the speaking events. It's been really a treat.
Is it a different type of jitters when you're getting ready to just speak? I know for a lot of folks that guitar can be sort of a security blanket. Is there something different when you're just up there, or a different type of jitters, or is it kind of the same kind of feel?
It is absolutely a different type of jitters. The Folk Alliance being the first one that I prepared a 20-minute to 30-minute speech for, I was working on that speech for at least 3-4 months, and I was very terrified. They were like, you must memorize a 30-minute speech. It took me back to high school when you have to memorize things and get in front of a crowd and say and speak and say it. But with songs, they're easy. It's very easy to remember a song that you wrote or you love,
Honestly, though, it's very easy to remember your songs in particular because they seem to just have a unity where I don't know, the way you write, I can imagine they're not hard to memorize because they seem really inspired. So I was curious, I think I've read in other interviews that a lot of times the way you understand your songwriting is kind of being a vessel or capturing a song from another place. Is that still sort of how you're thinking about it when you're writing your work?
It is. I'm having such a great time with the songs that I'm receiving lately because they're all, they're just, every time I go and I hear a song while I'm watering my plants or cleaning the house or boarding a plane, I never know what I'm going to get. I never know what's out there that's going to come to me, but it always is the medicine I need. And hopefully it's the medicine my fans need too, because I find that music can be quite healing for whoever's listening. Put on a good song, and if you're feeling down, it can lift you up. or make you want to dance, make you want to cry. You need to get that out sometimes. So that's what the songs are doing for me. And I hope that that transfers over to the listeners as well.
It seems to be doing exactly that. I'm chatting with Valerie June, and she's getting on stage at the Hopkins Center for the Arts for a show on Saturday evening. Social hour at 7. The concert is at 8 o'clock. Valerie June, the latest piece of work we've been playing from you is actually a Sister Rosetta Tharpe song that you did in connection with a documentary about Little Richard. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
Yes, we were nominated for a Grammy this year with that project. It's okay. Such a great documentary that you should take some time to watch. If you love rock and roll, soul, any type of music that's American, you got to watch Little Richard's documentary.
Well, let me take the late pass and congratulate you on the Grammy nomination. And can you tell me a little bit about the song in particular?
Oh, well, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a great influence on many, many artists, from Hendrix to all the rock stars we know, because she was the godmother of rock and roll. And she really inspired Little Richard quite a bit with the song Strange Things Happening Every Day. And there were so many strange things that occurred in Little Richard's life. I won't give it away, but if you watch the documentary, or I'll say when you watch the documentary, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I didn't know these sides of Little Richard and these challenges even that he faced it in his career. And so she is just such a prolific guitar player, songwriter, musician, godmother to all of us. And so when they called and they said, would you like to sing a Sister Rosetta Tharpe song, I ain't gonna lie, I was slightly intimidated because she is so fluid on the guitar,
right?
But it made me do my homework. It made me sit down with my electric SG given from Gibson guitar and rock out and just like study her fingers and what she was doing. I do it in my own way because I feel that if an artist is going to cover another artist's work, you either need to do it exactly like they do it, or you need to just make it your own and pay tribute to them. So that's the way I did the song. And it's just been really great to, like, this weekend I have a record coming out with Gary Clark Jr. that I perform a song. It comes out on Friday. And then today, a song called Big Dream on a collaborative project for Alice Randall's My Black Country came out. So there's so many projects that I'm working on in between my own stuff that I have so much to be excited about and so many people to inspire me, you know?
Well, Valerie June, that is, it's amazing to hear somebody who has that spirit and that desire to collaborate in addition to creating their own work. And I think it's a beautiful rendition of Sister Rosetta Tharpe's tune. And we're going to give that a spin. And you're coming to town playing at the Hopkins Center for the Arts on Saturday night. Social hour at 7, concert at 8. We're so glad you're going to be back in the Twin Cities. Anything to add, Valerie June, or just we'll catch you on Saturday?
Oh, I'll catch you Saturday, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Thanks for having me back in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely, Ms. June. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.